Happy Halloween! This is Darren Blake, and you're listening to Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in 30 days. And guess what, kids? It's tomorrow! Even though this podcast references National Novel Writing Month on a regular basis, it is not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. I'm just a guy who does NaNoWriMo every year, and I kind of wanted to do this little thing that kind of tells people how to do NaNoWriMo if they want to do NaNoWriMo, and I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point. My brain is already fried, and it's not even the first. You have survived the NaNoWriMo prep work, and now the hard part begins. But we still have one more episode of the prep work, and that is this one, Episode 0. Today we're going to talk about characters. You can have as many story ideas as you want to have, but until you have people going through your story ideas, you don't really have a story. I'm probably the last person to talk about characters. I myself kind of go with the Friday the 13th method of character creation. My characters are basically there to get killed. The only character with any kind of personality whatsoever is the killer, and my killer has no personalities most of the time. A lot of the time, if I happen to be talking to myself and then answering myself and then answering back to my answer of the talking to myself and basically holding a conversation with myself, someone will accuse me of having multiple personalities, to which I always respond, please, I don't even have one. But even if they are cardboard cutouts, or as I like to call them, Kevin Costner, you have to have people going through the motions of your story. You can give them a rich backstory, a long and proud history of service in the military, something tragic where their hamster died one day. I just realized that was a throwback to my very first novel. Sorry, it wasn't a hamster, it was a gerbil. Wow. You can make your character the most kick-ass character that has ever walked the 7 realms, or 9 realms, or 15 realms. You know, the number of realms is completely up to you, and I didn't even get into world building, but that's another one of my not strong suits. World building, characters, plot, grammar, sentence structure, story structure, pretty much all my weaknesses. You can create rich family histories, characters who are woven together like expensive tapestries. You can have characters who are as different from you as I am. Pretty sure I'm nothing like you. And that's a slam neither on you nor on me. We're just two different people. You can create characters that are exactly like you. You can create characters that are nothing like you. They can have your name. I wouldn't do that, though, just because you want them to have some kind of trial and tribulation. And if you identify too much with your character, you're not going to want to put them through those trials and tribulations. And that's another thing! I keep hearing about people creating characters that they love and they adore and they want to protect them and coddle them and hug them and squeeze them and call them George. Don't do that. Put your characters through the ringer. Squeeze them flat. And I say that as someone who has actually used a ringer before. My grandmother had an old-style washing machine where you had the washing part on one side and then you had a rinse basin on the other side and you actually had to put the clothes through a wringer in the center of them to squeeze the soap out of them, rinse it, squeeze the water back out of them, rinse it again, squeeze the water back out of it, and hang it up to dry. Put your characters through that little center thing with the rollers and make them flat and squeeze all of the moisture out of them until they have nothing left to give. And then when they come out of the other side, they will be completely changed. Maybe they will have been cleansed. Maybe they will be irreparably damaged. But if you do it right, your readers will change right along with them. Your readers will experience what your characters experience, and you will be praised for the psychological trauma. Just ask Stephen King. I'm not a homework kind of person. Obviously, since I've given you no homework whatsoever in this, what is this now, 4 previous days leading up to this? But I am going to give you just a teeny tiny bit of homework this time. I want you to write a brief character summary. A name, an age, general background, who the characters think they are, who other characters might perceive them as, and what you would like to see this character become. And then I want you to do something else. I want you to tell yourself where your character starts the story. This character has not reached the goal you've given them, so put them in a place where they can reach for that goal. And I'm not talking about goal as in the goal of your story, because every character has something that they want, and there's something that's trying to get in the way of them getting what they want, and that's the whole conflict of a story, and blah, 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 blah. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you start a character in a lowly office work kind of situation. Not speaking from experience or anything like that. Low person on the totem in a company. And by the end of the story, this person has become so confident in themselves, has gone through hell, and realizes, I don't need this crap, and is in a position, mentally, where they can just quit their job. I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm saying that's an example of what I'm talking about in this whole, where you want your character to end up, start them in a place where that's not where they are, okay? And then the other part of your homework tonight, and this is assuming that you're not going to go out trick-or-treating with your kids or going to some drunken Halloween party and making a complete fool of yourself. You know you're going to do that, right? Right. Okay. I want you to watch your favorite television show. And I want you to watch your favorite character in your favorite television show. Preferably something that has already ended, such as an example, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I want you to look at your favorite character in your favorite episode of your favorite television show. Unless it's the beginning or the end. Somewhere in the middle. Look at where your character is in that episode. Remember where your character was at the beginning of the series. And remember where the character ended up at the end of the series. This is the kind of journey, and I'm saying this as if it's the easiest thing to do. I'm saying this as if I've ever done it. But this is the kind of journey that you're striving for. The character grows. The character succeeds, the character fails, the character does pretty much everything that a person does in their lives. And by the end of the story, they are not the person that they were at the beginning of the story. And that assumes your characters are surviving the story. Like I said, some of us create caricatures just for the purpose of being killed off. That was way too gleeful. I apologize. I'm a little bit punch drunk these days. I'm having trouble focusing. I don't know if you've noticed that. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to give your daily word goals here at the end of the podcast episodes. For today, though, I just want to say if you have something that you would like to contribute to the conversation, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes of the podcast. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. Time's up, kids. Tomorrow, we begin. Talk to you then. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.